Welcome to Maps of the Lost, your guide to the lost places and the secret histories. Be cautious though. If you follow these maps, you may become lost yourself. This week on Maps of the Lost, we open our archives to find out about a very unusual but achingly trendy restaurant, some interesting graffiti, why you should be very careful on a particular road, even though there are no bears, the walker between ancient stones with a surprising turn of speed, a scruffy old man with something of a family history, and a missing month that you might stumble upon. Enjoy. But careful where you walk now. There's a railway bridge south of Doncaster, whose walls are covered in graffiti. As your train rattles through, if you look carefully, you might be able to read one or two. All of the messages painted on the brick walls of this bridge are written by the dead. They may tell you something that you want to know, or they may tell you something that you do not want to know. If you keep your eyes open in northwest London, you may notice some well-dressed men and women disappearing into what appears to be the most unlikely of places. Sometimes a closed-down shop, other times an empty office block. These golden people are visiting the most selective of pop-up restaurants, one only known to a few of the most privileged. You might even recognise a face or two, but take care to avoid yours being seen. You won't be allowed in, and you won't get to try the tasting menu, which delivers the most exquisite cooking, up there with the most famous of restaurants. The one quirk of this nameless restaurant, though, is that throughout the menu, they only use one kind of meat, and the menu is silent as to what it is. The diners know, though. They know. There is a tiny alley tucked away in a rundown part of Chatham. It's not open to cars, there's just a narrow pavement. Do not tread on the cracks. The children's superstition is not true. There are no bears which will come and get you. But there are other things. And they will. If you are visiting a certain megalithic site in Dorset, watch out for a man walking by the side of the road, about 2 miles before you get there. He'll be walking slowly, wearing a blue jacket, his head down, his hood up. When you get out of your car at the site a few minutes later, you will be very surprised to see what appears to be the same man walking towards you in the other direction, even though he could not possibly have covered the 2 miles in time. You'll shake your head and think, what a coincidence. Someone dressed identically, blue jacket, walking slowly, head down, hood up. It isn't anyone else. It's him. Just let him pass. Do not try and talk to him. If you try, he may pull back his hood, and he may raise his head, and then you'll wish he hadn't. In a small cafe in Lowestoft, you may notice a dishevelled man who sits in the corner and nurses a cup of tea and a biscuit. Watch closely. As each new customer comes in, he will raise his hand and sketch out a sign in the air with his fingers, so quickly, almost no one notices it. He'll have given you the same blessing when you came in, so it is a very good week for you to try bold and amazing things. Because of this man, you will experience success in all of them. This gruffy little man in the corner is the son of the son of the son of the son of Merlin. He lives in a small hostel and enjoys rich tea biscuits and watching cash in the attic and using what little power still remains to make people's lives a little happier. He is 237 years old. Between September and October, there is another month, the name of which is lost. Those few who know the secret sometimes pass it on. They write the name in the margins of a second-hand book in a charity shop, or they paint it amidst the graffiti on an end of terrace wall. If you say that name as the last second of September ticks away, you will get to live a month others will never see. You've been listening to Maps of the Lost. Or maybe you just dreamt this. Who can tell? You can find us at mapsofthelost.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for our name. Or email us at youarehere@mapsofthelost.com. Next week we will be exploring the warning cries of a baby, listening to mysterious numbers on the shortwave, finding out why you don't want to meet a certain gentleman in Kent, learn about teeth buried in house walls, understand why it's not just the gap on the underground you have to mind, and hear about a phone box where you can find out everything. Thank you for listening. Tread carefully. And don't step on the cracks.